Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. Protesters clashed with police overnight in cities across the country over the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. National Guard soldiers are being mobilized there. Thousands ignored a curfew and took to the streets of Minneapolis for a fourth straight night. In Georgia, Governor Brian Kemp has declared a state of emergency in the state's largest county after protests evolved into looting and destruction in Atlanta. From member station WABE, Emil Moffitt reports.
Around 1,000 people marched peacefully through the streets of downtown Atlanta Friday afternoon. But as the evening wore on, several protesters began vandalizing CNN's downtown headquarters. Windows of police cars were smashed, and one was set on fire. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms denounced the destruction.
If you want a peaceful protest, go home. Organize and come back on a peaceful day. This is not a peaceful night.
Even after the mayor's pleas, looters headed to multiple malls in the area where stores were ransacked. For NPR News, I'm Emil Moffitt in Atlanta.
Protesters also gathered in the nation's capital near the White House to protest Floyd's killing and President Trump's response. U.S. Army veteran Marilyn White was among them.
I want to see the violence stop. I want to see the officers held accountable, not just charged, because charges don't mean nothing.
The protesters threw bottles and other objects at officers behind the barricades around the White House. Police used pepper spray to disperse them. In New York City, thousands filled the streets of Brooklyn for a demonstration that was initially peaceful. Scores of arrests were reported during sometimes violent clashes. To Los Angeles now, where at least four police officers were injured, one visibly bleeding in his face following a confrontation with protesters upset over the killing of George Floyd in Minnesota. NPR's Twalisa Kautau reports that downtown businesses and police vehicles were also vandalized late Friday.
The protests started peacefully, with people carrying signs that read "No Justice, No Peace" and "I Can't Breathe." But after temporarily shutting down a local freeway, some demonstrators went on to smash windows of Starbucks and nearby restaurants. Others started small fires. That's when the LAPD declared an unlawful assembly for downtown LA. Non-lethal rounds were used by police, and a number of people were detained. In a tweet, officials explained that this followed repeated acts of violence and property damage. They warned residents to stay inside and businesses to close. Dwali Saikautau, NPR News, Los Angeles.
And you're listening to NPR News. The Supreme Court has rejected challenges to limit attendance at religious services during the pandemic. The court issued decisions last night in two cases from California and Illinois. In the California case, a church had sought to block rules issued by Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom. Chief Justice John Roberts joined the court's more liberal members, writing in a brief opinion that similar or more severe limits also apply to concerts, movies, and sporting events. Ottawa is looking to make some changes to the U.S.-Canada border closure agreement. Dan Karpinchuk reports Prime Minister Justin Trudeau wants to allow immediate families to reunite.
The border has been closed to all non-essential travel since mid-March because of the COVID-19 pandemic. The two sides won't consider an official reopening until at least June 21st. But Trudeau says his government has been looking at ways of allowing close family members, children, spouses, or parents to cross into Canada under strict conditions. Some families have been separated for more than 2 months. Trudeau says the change would support families that are going through extremely difficult times. The present agreement allows only for the flow of trade and commerce, as well as for vital health care workers who live in one country but work in the other. If the policy change gets the green light, family members crossing into Canada would still have to undergo a 14-day quarantine. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
The private company SpaceX is preparing to take another shot today at launching two NASA astronauts into space. The launch is set for this afternoon from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Wednesday's attempt was scrubbed because of the weather. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.